Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Jeff Brandeis on How We Scale. Today, I bring to you a fantastic new guest, Nana Jacora. I am so excited to have Nana on the show today. She's going to bring you some interesting topics, thinking about money, mindset, and how we do things from that perspective for the entrepreneur, because it's one of those challenges I think we all have issues, all have concerns with, and we all struggle with. So Nana, welcome.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, my pleasure. So Nana, at a high level, give the audience a little bit about what you do and about your company.
Absolutely. So I love helping entrepreneurs, especially those in the health space and beyond, really go from where they are to where they want to be. And a lot of the work that we do together is really going beyond the six figures, right? So whether it's someone who's starting from scratch, wanting to get to their first six figures, or maybe it's a more seasoned practitioner, entrepreneur who's been stuck at six figures and feeling like they're burning out and want some options, really. So at every level that we're scaling up or growing, we've got to expand and stretch at the mindset level, specifically around our money mindset. So that's what I love to do.
When you talk about the money mindset, can you get a little bit more specific about what that mindset is and what it actually entails?
Totally. So instead of coming from a place of scarcity and lack and limitation, right? Like if you ever wanted to maybe invest to grow your business, or you wanted to go on a vacation, but you caught yourself saying, "Ooh, I'd love to do that, but I can't," or "I will do that when this shifts or when that shifts," you know, the bank account dollar shift or the time opens up, you know, and you catch yourself kind of waiting for the, you know, when that happens, then I'll do this. It tells me that there's a real opportunity to start shifting at the mindset level right away, right now, moving forward. Because when we do that, then we start operating from a place of abundance, where we start looking at possibilities, we start looking at opportunities, we start opening up to a higher level of awareness, right? Tapping into, well, what can I do? How can I make this happen? And when your mind is directed in that way, you start attracting all kinds of opportunities to you. You start noticing and seeing gold, maybe, you know, golden opportunities that have always been there, and now you're noticing that. So it's a really simple sounding, but a really profound shift that happens within people.
What got you involved and what got you started in taking this on as a business?
Oh my gosh. Well, this goes back to when I, you know, I had my business. I was going through a separation in my personal life, which affected everything. And anyone who's been through that would know. And I really had my back against the wall, Jeff. Like I wasn't making it happen. You know, I assumed two major mortgages. So the mortgage on the house, on my office space, on my own. And I optimistically felt, well, I'll figure this out. And I really wasn't figuring it out. I was in the hole, and that hole is getting deeper and bigger with every month. So I found myself living off of borrowed money, which made me feel sick to my stomach. And I was like, something has got to change. And I knew that something was within me. And what happened was I plugged into a proper system, got mentorship and guidance and support. And it really turned things around so dramatically that I doubled my business twice in a handful of months. I got myself to that healthy six figures. I was able to breathe. I was able to provide for my daughter and myself. And I had this moment where I just felt like, oh my goodness, all I was really missing was the proper guidance. And if I could do this for myself, I can help other people to do this. And I, that's exactly what I started to do. I started helping other practitioners, other business owners to grow their businesses. And now this is what I do full time because it grew so much. And I just love it.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. And I'm sure when you look, or our listeners, many of them can definitely understand and been in your shoes quite candidly, because I think many of them, you know, build their business or start their business by taking a second mortgage on their house, building an equity line, tapping into the credit card aspect of things, because they're looking for funds to invest. And then they reach that, I'll call it a block or a roadblock, what to do next. And I think, you know, many of them, we all struggle at some point on what that next step is. So it's fantastic that you've actually reached out. When you talk about scaling, and obviously, you know, the name of our podcast here is How We Scale. What steps and what did you do to kind of turn that corner and get you to elevate yourself and begin to scale your business?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I'm sure you see this with your clients and your business and the people you help all the time as well. The absolute best investment that people can make, and the best investment that I've ever made, was in developing myself, right? You can never grow your business beyond what you've grown to.
I love
so,
that.
You know, like truly, truly investing in knowing how to work with the power of my mind, not just knowing about it, not just like checking out these, you know, wonderful free podcasts or YouTube videos or books, right? But really understanding how to implement, how, and if it's the guidance that you need, if it's, you know, hiring your company or my company to really help to propel and get it done, like to really implement on these ideas, that for sure, above anything else, was the key. I mean, and Jeff, like I made one of the biggest mistakes that I see a lot of entrepreneurs making is investing tens of thousands of dollars into marketing first, right? And it's important. It definitely has a place. But when I do my trainings, I talk about like it's 5% strategy and 95% mindset. So strategy, you know, would include things like marketing. And there's a place for it, but there's an order. We've got to get the foundation. We've got to get the mindset right first. And then we stack strategy on top of it. Then there's traction. Then there's huge results. Because if you have a brilliant strategy, right? Like maybe you recommend something to a client, but they're operating from a place of fear and scarcity, that kind of mindset, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to do anything for them. So what I always recommend is to develop that foundation, that base, while you're going into inspired action, while you're implementing those strategies. And then that's really like, that was really the key for me. So much so that I was like, oh my goodness, I had invested tens of thousands in learning about webinars and funnels and websites and all these pieces. I even, you know, invested in ad spend, and it just didn't do anything. This is all very interesting. I love learning about this because I love business, but why isn't this working? And I've seen so many people frustrated with that. So it's just, I had the order kind of mixed up. And so now when I do trainings like that, when I invest in that, there's a lot of traction because I have that proper foundation.
That's fantastic. So it's the kind of investing in yourself as well as when you invest in the business, because investing in yourself will turn your business around or help you build that business as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you really don't need anything fancy. You've got to have you know, it's the mindsets plus the skill set. And you know, you go out there, connect with people who want and need what you have and are willing to pay for that. You start building up that cash flow, that client base. And then, you know, then you can invest in other things that are going to be an enhancement to the business. But the core of it really, you know, is the money mindset, and a related, you know, close second would be the selling mindset. I mean, that's really, when we're talking about skills, the number one skill that any business owner, any entrepreneur needs to really accept and own and cultivate, you know, whether you have a team helping you with sales or not. Like, we're always selling something, a product, service, or an idea. And especially ideas with what we're capable of. You know, we have a concept of ourselves, of what do you believe is possible for your business? What do you believe is possible for your impact in helping your current clients, your future clients? So we've got to get that on straight and right. And so you're going to be in a process of selling yourself on some ideas, right? Some of these concepts that you are coming from a place of abundance, that as you give, you will receive. So those are nice phrases, but when you really live by them, when you really operate with them, it is transformational. It has a bottom line impact on dollars flowing into your business so that you can, you know, flow it out in the way that you would love as well.
I love it. So one of the things I always like to also talk about when I'm talking to my clients, and I'm sure you talk to them, yours as well, is how do you go about changing habits? Because I've been doing this for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the same old thing. I'm so used to this. And now you're asking me to go do this. Mm-hmm. How would you get people to get on to this new track and accept what you're talking to them and what you're teaching them?
Yeah. So we really want to dial it into the three pillars of shifting at the mindset level. So our collection of various mindsets then make up our paradigm, right? Which is the deep subconscious programming. It controls all of our automatic habitual behaviors. We're looking at habits. So how do we do that? What are the three pillars? Pillar number one is you want to work with a time-tested, proven system. System is pillar number one, which is what I share with my clients and in my programs. Pillar number two, this is so crucial. This is the piece that most everyone is missing, is mentorship. Mentorship, you know, usually what people are missing is simply guidance. It's not that, you know, they aren't smart enough or that they don't have the right information. It just might not be organized in the right order sometimes. Maybe the emphasis is not quite on the right thing at that right time. So mentorship is huge, because a good mentor, and I'm sure you help with your clients, you help your clients with this as well, Jeff, is you're able to help people point out their blind spots, right? What's holding them back.
Definitely.
And you can also help to elevate them by seeing and believing what they're capable of before they can even see it or believe it themselves. So mentorship is so huge. And with that, you know, it's going to be the implementation. So pillar number three is a supportive mental environment, one that's really conducive to getting that done. And you know, because you could have all the best intentions in the world, but if your environment, if your surroundings, if what you're feeding your mind on a steady diet is not conducive to that, is not supportive of that, or even if your own mental chatter is not supportive, we want to shift that mental environment right away. So those are the three pillars. And in terms of really, you know, the details, there's a full system, and that's, we don't have time right now to go into that, but I do want everyone listening to understand that there is a system. It's not just like by chance, or it's not just random. There's a really methodical way that you can work through and shifting habits. I mean, one of the most important things, Jeff, that we can start with right away, so anyone listening, I would love for anyone listening to start writing out and getting very connected with what is it that you really, really want for your life, for your business, maybe even health and relationships, because it's all connected. We want to do it in a healthy, successful way. What do you really, really want? Because then when you get connected with that, then your desire for the good you want will outweigh any kind of fears you have, will outweigh any limitations you have, will outweigh any habits that are sabotaging you. Or at the very least, you'll have the desire to. And if it's not happening, if there's a gap between what you know you want to do and what you're actually doing, then you can actually say, okay, there's something missing. I have a gap. Let me reach out for help, right? Let me be coachable. Let me be open-minded enough and receptive enough to actually ask for guidance, receive that mentorship, and just get it done, right? Because as you move through it, you'll just accomplish so much more in a much faster amount of time.
That's a great tip. I think that's will be valuable insight for the listeners to definitely grasp on and be able to utilize. So thank you for sharing that. So Nana, you're also an author, right? You're a Healthy Success. Tell us about the book.
Oh, yeah, I am. So the book's available on Amazon. I was so proud. It became a number one international new release bestseller.
Wow,
as
fantastic.
Soon as it was released, the support from the community was, I was just so grateful. It was inspired by my mom, actually, who passed away at age 54 from cancer. And this was about 20 years ago she passed, really. So I was quite young, and it was such an impactful experience because I saw her. I mean, she died at a young age. She left three kids and she was broke, right? So she was such an inspiration to me because she sat us down and let us know the cancer had returned. And my immediate thought, which is very unusual, was, oh, good. So now you have an opportunity to start shifting some patterns in your life. And so I asked her, so what's your dream? And I asked her this because I knew if she was hooked into what she really wanted for her life, that it would just bring so much more meaning, joy, and more quality to her life, right? So she said, well, I want to become a writer. So I said, okay, go write. And she couldn't figure out exactly how to do it just in that moment. So we left the conversation. But a few months later, she calls me up and says, Nana, I did it. I'm like, well, what did you do? She says, I figured out how to write full time. And it was just such a joyful moment for both of us. And in that moment, I realized that I personally love helping people live their purpose and really doing it in a healthy way, right? In a healthy, authentic way. So what I've also noticed is that entrepreneurs or business owners, we can get really caught up in just going for the business growth or the money without remembering that if we don't have our health and well-being, there's no point. Like, we might not even be here physically to get anything done. So it's super important. And that when we do invest in our health and well-being, it will positively impact our business, like so much more than you'll even realize. You know, that when we come from scarcity, feeling like we have to choose this or that, we've got to choose our health or the business, or business over our health or over our relationships, we've got it backwards. Like, we've got to actually come from abundance and say, okay, well, I'm going to be committing to and choosing my health and well-being. And then I know it's going to have a positive ripple effect into every area of my life, including my amazing business. So it's this and that kind of thinking. That's the mindset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So now that I've truly enjoyed our conversation, I truly thank you for sharing with our listeners. How could they find you?
they can go to my website, nanajokura.com, nanajokura.com. And there's usually a free masterclass training or resources there that are available to people. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, so I do have a group called Your Healthy Success. It's meant for entrepreneurs who are really looking to build up their business in a healthy way. And then at Instagram, it's at Nana Jokura. You can find me there. And yeah, if people wanted to get a copy of the book, it is on Amazon. So just look up Your Healthy Success by Nana Jokura.
Fantastic. I learned also so much about my own personal mindset and things that I could probably also take advantage of from you. So I truly enjoyed our conversation. Nana, thank you so much for sharing and being with us today. So again, this is Jeff Brandeis from How We Scaled. Thank you everyone for listening. Stay tuned for our next episode that will be appearing shortly. Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and it'd be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day and see you next week on How We Scale.